It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. After a number of incidents imperiling careless drivers last year, a new group called Pittsburgh Walks has formed with a focus of improving pedestrian safety and awareness. This weekend, they are kicking off the organization with a walking tour of East End coffee and tea shops. Along the way, members will reach out to participants in an effort to start a conversation about how to make Pittsburgh a safer place to walk. Joining us to discuss the group's mission are Pittsburgh Walks members, Lily Denhart and Adrienne Virginia. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
So why and how did you end up founding Pittsburgh Walks?
The four of us who started the group, we met on the internet. We met in a discussion about the Susan Hicks tragedy, and there was a lot of anger and a lot of people saying the streets aren't safe for cyclists, they're not safe for pedestrians, and the four of us sort of came out of that conversation saying, like, yes, there's a lot of anger, yes, there are a lot of dangers, but like, what can we do about it right now? So we started meeting in November. We've met a few times. Do you want to add to that?
No, that kind of covers it. We just came together and realized that we had to do something. These sorts of pedestrian deaths are entirely avoidable.
Well, and I think a lot of people from different sides of that or with different perspectives about that would agree with you. Well, first, tell us some of the most common dangers that pedestrians face when walking in the city.
Sure. So Pittsburgh is a growing city, and construction is prevalent, and oftentimes pedestrian pathways are sacrificed or altered in the process. And when you have situations where drivers are looking at signs and trying to figure out where they're going, they may not be paying attention to those crossing the street. And then there are issues of enforcement and speeding, improper yielding, cars not stopping. Drivers should honestly be facing the repercussions of breaking traffic laws. A lot of times...
Should face the repercussions? You mean that traffic laws are not being enforced?
I mean, there... I think when it comes to pedestrian-related issues, there is sort of a lack of enforcement just because police have so much on their plate. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, speeding tickets. There are, like, issues of real crime in the city. And so they're focusing on these other issues when pedestrian-related laws are still on the books. But, yeah, I think that they're not being enforced as much as other issues.
How much are pedestrians to blame for putting themselves in danger?
Some, definitely. I mean, I think that if you want to have an expectation of safety, like, there's a lot of work that you need to do also. And not hard work, like looking at where a safe place is to cross, not running in front of a car, like making sure that you shouldn't have to make eye contact with a driver before you cross the street. But I try to, just because I don't want the same thing to happen to me that has happened a lot recently.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that there is definitely an onus on pedestrians to be safe.
And I guess what I'm wondering is, are there things that we should be telling pedestrians to do? Because if you drive in this city, it almost seems in some areas as though people are daring you.
Yes.
to hit them. And of course, nobody wants to hit a pedestrian. And I would hope that a pedestrian would not want to be hit. But you see people dart out from behind a car or from something that would obstruct the view of a driver. Maybe wearing dark clothing, walking on the side of the road at night. You see cyclists wearing the reflective gear that gives a motorist a chance to see them. But a lot of times pedestrians don't even think, it seems as though they're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I know that a lot of the discussion about cycling has, drivers have made a lot of the points that you just made, that a lot of cyclists engage in unsafe behaviors, don't follow traffic signals. And I know that Bike Pittsburgh has been doing a lot of work to advocate for the cyclists and also to educate cyclists. They have that safe urban cycling class. I'm not sure exactly what the name is, but they're really trying to educate cyclists about their responsibilities. And I think that the same those same points could be made to pedestrians.
Do you find that there's the recent phenomenon of people who tend to get caught up in their devices? They're walking as they look, at an iPad or their phone or, you know, whatever, you know, maybe they're trying to find some tunes to listen to and they're dialing those up. And are you finding that that is maybe part of the problem, is that just as drivers can be distracted, pedestrians can be distracted as well?
I think that the repercussions of pedestrians being distracted, they're only going to hurt themselves. But if a driver is distracted, they have the potential to hurt themselves and also other people. I think that while pedestrians, I personally have been trying to make an effort not to look at my phone while I'm in the street. If I need to pick a different song, if I need to text someone, I have really been trying to do it on the sidewalk and be conscious about that. But it is a big issue. Mm-hmm.
412-246-2002 if you want to take part in our discussion about how safe it is for pedestrians in Pittsburgh and what can be done to improve safety and awareness. We have Ann in Friendship on the line. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. In addition to cars, bicyclists are also posing danger to pedestrians. And it's, in a way, it's worse because when bicyclists are on the street, on the sidewalk, where pedestrians, you know, expect to be safe, and when they come up behind you and don't let you know that they're there, that's a problem. Also, bicyclists as well as auto drivers not obeying stop signs and stop lights, running through them, and you're crossing the street with the light, and you don't expect to see a cyclist come by, you know, against the light. That's also a problem.
Well, it's an interesting point, and to her point, ladies, she's concerned not just about cars, but cyclists.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a problem do you see that being?
I think it's certainly a component of the problem. I think that going back to the potential damage that a cyclist can cause versus a 2,000-pound car, I think that there's a lot of work that needs to be done on all of those fronts, so cyclist awareness and pedestrian awareness. I think that on Penn Avenue, so we both live close to Penn Avenue, mm-hmm. where the construction has been going on. On Penn Avenue, a lot of cyclists have started driving on the sidewalk, and I think that they may have gotten into that habit because the road was so, you couldn't, I mean, you'd get a flat tire in a block. But now that everything is back, I think that there is a responsibility to be in the road where they're legally supposed to be in those business districts.
So what needs to happen? I mean, is there a conversation that needs to happen in which people can learn through dialogue and discussion how to have mutual respect for one another? Because it seems as like a lot of what we're hearing is that from pedestrians is that the cars don't respect us, and the bicyclists say that the automobile drivers don't see us, don't look out for us. The pedestrians are saying the same thing about the cyclists. So it just seems almost like there's this food chain of I'm in the car and I may not have to worry about the bicyclists, and the bicyclists say I'm on two wheels, I may not have to worry about the pedestrian. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to have a discussion, or how do we just learn to respect each other and our needs as we're making our way through the city?
Well, that's what we're really trying to figure out with Pittsburgh Walks and why we got together, and why we're excited to have our first event tomorrow, which is our first Winter Walk series. We want to get people out and we want to have these discussions and listen to people and what they have to say. We are a brand new group, so we're just kind of feeling our way at the moment. But I think discussion is absolutely imperative.
Well, it certainly sounds like something, a discussion that needs to be had and a problem that needs to have some attention, which you're giving it. And I want to thank both of you for being here to talk about the mission of the group Pittsburgh Walks. We're with the founding members, Lily Denhart, Adrian Virginia. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, now.